Gary, still unbeaten in the pre-season friendlies.
I haven't even thought about that. Yeah. Matt going for a rise.
I mean, what did you make of tonight's game on the whole? Better in the second half than the first?
See you later, boys. I thought FC were excellent first 25 minutes. I didn't think we got... We weren't right in what we was trying to do to stop them playing, and we got ourselves on a bit of the back foot. And it's once you start like it's hard to turn it round. But I thought at the end, last 10 minutes of the first half, we got right on top. I don't know why we wouldn't shoot. I mean, we're just passing it across the edge of the penalty area where we could have pulled the trigger. So I thought it was improving then. The changes we made, I thought, were big. And I thought we were outstanding second half. I don't know what you thought.
Well, I mean, the equalising goal was superb. Oh. Straight from a free kick by Ben Jago. What? Tell us a bit about him.
I don't know a lot, so I only got him at half three. I got a phone call at half two and I'd got him sorted at half three. He's a young pro at Tranmere. He played a couple of games for Tranmere last year in the first team. They think an awful lot of him, but they don't think he's ready for a conference yet. So they've asked us, would we take him? And I've seen him tonight. And I'll be on the phone to Gary Brabham as soon as I finish this interview with you. Because I think he's all right. I thought he was excellent. But I thought Spencer Harris did well. I thought we had a better tempo match. We changed our formation a little bit. We went two up the top. We didn't think the one up top was working. Too much of a workload on Scotty. I thought Ryan did well when he come on, Ryan Masterson. He's lively, but still makes silly mistakes. But, you know, we've got to smash that out of him.
I mean, I suppose it's my job to be critical. But, I mean, I thought there were some excellent tackles in defence.
What, in the first half, second half?
Well, yeah, in the first half.
Yeah, I thought we defended well. I mean, it was Shane's first game. He's been away. He's had 18 holders this summer.
18 holders?
18 holders. So it was his first game. I thought he did well. I was pleased with the way Marshall does. I thought Burkey did well. We've got two terrific fullbacks.
Yeah.
I thought Lee Neville was excellent. And Ryan Ellison. You know, he's a young boy. He's 18 and he's a good player.
Clearly, the you know, the upbeat mood's still there in the squad, the togetherness that I saw two or three weeks ago at training.
Yeah, it wasn't at half time. Boots had a bit of a rant and a rev, and we, you know, for the last 5 minutes of the first half, we was trying to work out how we'd go, who would change, and me and Mike looked at each other after about 20 minutes of second half, and we were really, really pleased with how we played and passed it. And thought there was a purpose about it. We went forward quickly. Thought there's some great passing, great little movements. Reece Gray's still not fit, but he's a little magician, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a little magician.
So if I expect sort of from the first friendly as they move on, you're expecting, you know...
Well, they've all been different tests. Yeah. I mean, Stalybridge was a real physical test and Liam really got about us and we was put under pressure. Whether that was a bit of a hangover Saturday, I thought we were poor Saturday. Although we drew. I think if we'd have upped our performance 15-20%, we'd have won. We might have won a bit comfy. And tonight was a different test. I think we had to think a little bit more. You know, they passed the ball, they sucked us in, and then they spun on us and they passed it well, and the movement was great, interchange well in midfield. And it was tough, we had to think. So it was a different test tonight. And I've just said to Andy Walsh, I think FC watching them, I think they'll do all right. I think if they keep trying to pass it, I think they'll do okay. I think they'll do well.
But as Hyde United manager, have you been learning all the time in these friendlies?
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, we're still not sure about the team. And because you have a limited time, you're having a look at someone, you know, they might be two or three for the same position, so they're only getting half games, and they're under a bit of pressure to perform, so it's difficult. And we're chopping, changing. But I think we've learned a few things tonight, so I think I'll sleep a bit better tonight.
2 weeks to go to the big kick-off, will it?
16-1, somebody said, Hyder.
Sorry, what?
16-1, Hyder.
Oh, yeah, that's apparently today, that's been the odds.
Someone said you had 50p each winners, and I thought you're going a bit rash there.
50 for 10 bob? It's a bit,
but yeah, it's a nice price, isn't it, for us? I mean, obviously, I can't get involved, but if I was a Hyde fan, yeah, I'd be looking at that a little bit tempting, me.
And finally, was it inevitable Dave Birch had scored their goal?
Yeah, I'm going to have a go at him in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a go at him because he smashed Andy Pearce in the first few minutes. The best of pals. And he smashed him early doors.
No friends on a football field.
Yeah, they're good friends. Cheers. But, yeah, Butchie, great strike. And I thought for the first half hour, he was like the conductor of an orchestra, wasn't he?
All
he
conductor was missed, of a number 22
he
bus.
He just wanted a little cigar to get out. I thought Butchie was, he's such a clever footballer and such a nice lad.
Great. Cheers, Gary.
Cheers.